Joining me in the studio is Dr. Melissa Diekman, chair of the Department of Geosciences at Eastern Kentucky University. She is spearheading an initiative for the College of Sciences to celebrate diversity in the STEM disciplines. Dr. Diekman, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What does STEM stand for, and what all does that include?
So STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And things like mathematics, that's pretty obvious. But the sciences basically includes any study of the natural world. So it includes biology, chemistry, geosciences, computer science, physics and astronomy, environmental science. So anything that we're doing studying how things work, and why things are the way that they are. And then technology is about those support structures that help us to study. It's about the instrumentation that we have and the computers that we use and all of that support structure that allows us to be able to study the natural world and the design world. Engineering is really focusing on the design world. Engineering is focusing on solving problems by creating or adjusting things that already exist in order to make them more effective or to solve any kind of problem, like, you know, how are we going to get from one place to another in the most effective way? So engineers are about solving problems, whereas scientists are about studying the way that things work. And then, of course, mathematics rules everything. We use mathematics all the time in science, but mathematics is inherent in nature, and it's also a way for us to quantify different things. The budgets that we use on a monthly basis to make sure that we have enough money to pay our bills is mathematics. Mathematics is the basis of how computers work. Mathematics helps us to determine the best route to go from point A to point B to get there in the fastest amount of time. So mathematics is in all of that, as well as statistics. And in today's world where data is everything, mathematics is even more important because people take the data that from just you using your cell phone or watching your TV or all of this technology that gathers information, and there are people who actually use that data in order to determine marketing strategies, to learn about what people want in new products, in order to find the best way to get us to buy things. All of that information is associated with mathematics and how you analyze information. So we use science, technology, engineering, and mathematics every single day, whether we're aware of it or not.
Why should students pursue a career in STEM programs?
Well, as I mentioned before, STEM is inherent in everything that it is that we do. Nowadays, a lot of the global problems as well as the local issues that we have really require us to understand science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. If we want to have safer cars so that we have less fatalities, we're going to have to know some STEM. We have to know the physics of how cars work. We have to know the aerodynamics of how a car works. We have to know the strength of the materials that the car is made out of. All of that is STEM. We're concerned about the quality of our life and the quality of our environment. We have to understand chemistry, physics, geosciences. If we're concerned about our safety, we have to understand, if I live in central Kentucky, what are the things that are most dangerous for me? Am I going to have to be concerned about volcanoes and earthquakes, or should I be more concerned about things like flooding and landslide? Are there things that I can do as a human being to impact whether or not the chances of flooding or landslides are going to be worse or less based on my behaviors, or as a corporation, or as a government? What policies do I need to implement in order to protect my citizens? So everything that's around us is related to STEM, and having a better understanding and knowledge of that information allows us to make better decisions as citizens, as businesses, and as governments.
And those are secure jobs for people who want to go into this career.
So everything is always changing. And what I would want to say is that you have to be diverse. So yes, STEM has lower unemployment in general than some of the other jobs that are out there. But it's important to be diverse and have a diverse background. For example, even though I'm an engineer, I also have training in Spanish. And that gives me additional flexibility in what I can do because I can work with different populations than someone who doesn't know a second language. So I think it's really important for people who are studying STEM to recognize that you don't have to be narrow-minded. You still need to be very renaissance. You know, you have to study lots of different things. You have to understand, if you're going to try to solve a problem in a cultural perspective and you don't understand that culture, you're going to fail at being able to solve that problem because you're interacting with people in a way that creates negative emotions. So it can't be just about STEM. So I would encourage people to, yes, learn about STEM, consider a degree in STEM, but don't do that at the expense of liberal arts and all of those other things.
As part of EKU's mission of increasing diversity at the university, your department is making efforts to celebrate diversity in the STEM field. So what has the field of sciences looked like demographically in the past?
If you think about the way we teach science in kindergarten through 12th grade, and we talk about all of those famous scientists, if you ask a child who are famous scientists, they're going to talk about white males. Mm-hmm. And 100 years ago, that was certainly more true than it is now, but it's also based on our Eurocentric perspective. It gives the impression that the only place that science was being done was in Europe by white men at the time. And that's really not true. You know, there were very important and very brilliant scientists and engineers and mathematicians all over the world. But we didn't really focus on those other cultures until we became more of a global community. And so what we're really trying to do is we're trying to focus on the fact that the European white males that we sort of talk about, yes, they're important, but they're not the only people who've ever done science or technology or engineering or mathematics. And certainly as we move into the 21st century farther and farther and farther, those doors are beginning to open for other populations to have more recognition. Not that they didn't do it before, but they weren't recognized for their accomplishments before. If you've ever seen the movie Hidden Figures, you know that women, black women in particular, were very critical to the success of NASA. But all you ever saw from the publicity of NASA was a bunch of white men behind computers and desks cheering when the Apollo spacecraft landed. But there were lots of people behind the scenes who were diverse who helped that to happen. And we've never told that story very well before. So it's time to tell some of those stories.
If you're just joining me, I'm talking to Dr. Melissa Diekman, chair of the Department of Geosciences at Eastern Kentucky University, about diversity in the field of sciences, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Dr. Diekman, you've developed a way to highlight people of diversity in the STEM disciplines. Tell us more about the initiative behind this project and how you're doing this.
So the initiative is really to highlight people who in the past have created really good accomplishments. They've done amazing things, but their stories have not been told for a variety of reasons. And so what I decided to do, I worked with the College of Science. We have a wonderful dean in our College of Science, Dean Otiano, who's very receptive to discussing the issue of diversity in the sciences. And we have this beautiful display case in the new science building. And when you walk in the atrium, which a lot of people call the lobby, but we've always called it the atrium. When you walk into this atrium, there's this gargantuan display case that's on one wall, on the south wall. And it's when we first got there, so the building was built in two phases. And in the first phase, physics, chemistry, and science education and natural areas moved in. And then about 2 years ago, geosciences and biological sciences also moved in, and so did the dean's office. So when I first moved in there, I noticed that it was mostly blank, and there was this little teeny tiny display that was like one shelf on one little display case, and it seemed like an unused opportunity. And so I thought, you know, let's use that to really create visibility for things that are important in the College of Science. And so for this coming year, the 2019-2020 academic year, we're going to focus on highlighting diverse scientists, mathematicians, engineers that have been in the past and also that are currently in the present, to try to show people, if you want more diversity in the science, in the STEM fields in general, people who are looking at that as a potential career have to think that it's something that's attainable to them. And when all you ever see talked about and applauded and honored are white males, you get the impression that white males are the only people who are going to be successful. But in fact, many people of many diverse populations have been successful in the past. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to show prospective students that people just like them can be really effective as STEM in the STEM discipline. They can be highly accomplished and highly successful, and therefore it's something that is accessible to them too as a career.
What's coming up over the next few months with this project? What have you focused on already?
So what we did is I looked at the National Diversity Calendar, and we looked at what the United States government basically focuses on, which diverse populations they focus on. We started out the initiative in August by focusing in the College of Science itself. The College of Science consists of six departments, which are biology, chemistry, geosciences, computer science, physics and astronomy, and mathematics and statistics. We also have in the building science education and natural areas, so those are also incorporated into the displays. So the first thing that we did is we looked at people in our own college. Who are diverse people in the college? So as students are coming in as brand new STEM majors, and maybe they're not a typical traditional student who you would think would be in the STEM field, who are their role models in our college? Who can they go to for support, for help, for people who are going to understand the kinds of challenges that they have, that they're going to have to overcome? And so we really focused on people in our own college who come from diverse backgrounds and highlighted their stories, whatever story they wanted to tell. I gave them a very open statement, tell me your story. And some of them were very short and some of them were very long. And whatever that looked like, that's the story that we told. Then starting in September, we've been using the diversity calendar. So during the month of September, we focused on Hispanic heritage and Latino heritage. Then during the month of October, we looked at LGBT to focus on National Coming Out Day. And then in November, which we just started on Friday, is Native American Heritage Month. So we're looking at Native American scientists, mathematicians, computer scientists, and so on. Then during December and January, we're going to focus on people with disabilities in the STEM field. February will be African-American to celebrate, to coincide with Black History Month. In March, it's going to be women in science. In April, we're looking at Arabs and Arab-American scientists. And then in May, we're going to do Asian and Pacific Islander scientists. And then we'll keep that up over the summer until we start our next initiative next year.
Do you have any plans for the next initiative?
So we're in the beginning stages, but we're going to focus on sustainability next year. So I'm really excited about that.
Where can people find out more about what you're featuring every month and how to come see the display case?
So every month I try to put in EKU Today and EKU Students Today a message telling people what we're focusing on and where they can find it, which is in the display cases of the science atrium. But we also have a website. So if you go to the College of Science, which is science.eku.edu, there's a special link there for College of Science Celebrates Diversity. And it shows what we've already done, and it has an archive of all of the people that we've already highlighted. Also, in the science building, there are these TVs that show various things. And the third floor atrium TV rotates through every single person that we've highlighted so far. So even though we have people chosen for the rest of the year, you have to wait until that month to be able to see who they are. But once they've been featured in the display cases, then they're archived in both the web format and also in the science building itself in those rotating TV displays.
Now, is this open to the public? Can anyone come in?
Absolutely. As long as the science building is open, it's in the atrium, so it's in a public access area. And if you come in from the main area closest to Kit Carson Drive and Wallace Building, if you come in that main second floor lobby, as you come towards the elevators, like you're going through the building, it'll be on your right. There are three very large display cases. We try to use colorful outlines and backgrounds so that it's easily visible. And it also happens that when prospective students come on tours, that the tour brings them in from the back side of the science building and stops right in front of that display case to talk about the science building. So it seems like a really good opportunity to draw prospective students' attention to the fact that there is a diverse population of people that are in STEM, and that it's not just for a very limited group of people, that anybody can be successful in the STEM discipline. So it also works as a visual aesthetic, opportunity for people who might be considering EKU that, you know, if we have a diverse student who's maybe considering EKU, they can see that this is something that we care about, that this is something that we're focusing on, and that this is a priority that we have at our institution. we have a very limited space to really highlight people. So we're choosing 12 people every single month that fit the profile for, you know, who is our diverse population. That does not in any way, it's not a comprehensive list in any way. There are hundreds of people, and there are lots of resources on the web that you can go to learn about more people. When I was doing my studies on LGBT, for example, there is a website called 500 Gay Scientists, and they are people who self-identify. And so nobody puts them up there. They have to put themselves up there. And it's a resource for people. You know, if you're LGBT and you feel like you don't have a place in the STEM discipline, you can go there and you can read the stories of people and you can connect with people who are like you. There are also similar associations within the American Chemical Society. There's a specific group just for people who are LGBT. There are also specific groups for people who are people of color, who are Latino, who are Black, who are, you know, whatever. So all of the STEM disciplines in the national and international circle are really trying to focus on being inclusive and giving support to everybody. And so if you're one of those people who needs support, first of all, you're going to find a welcoming place in the College of Science. And second of all, there are resources for you on the web where you can go and find people who look like you, who have overcome things that you've overcome. And so these 12 people that we're highlighting are just a drop in the bucket of the people who exist out there who are successful, accomplished STEM discipline practitioners.
Dr. Melissa Diekman, Chair of the Department of Geosciences at Eastern Kentucky University. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.